good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. It's great to be here this afternoon. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Friday, July 16th, 2021. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How you doing today?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
It's a beautiful summer day. It's kind of hot, but I'm not complaining. It still beats snow anytime.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, I was just looking at some pictures over there in Germany and about the flooding. About 120 so far have been killed in Germany and Belgium's deadliest floods in decades. There was 106 deaths in Germany alone, with 1,000 more missing. And, of course, they fear that that total could absolutely climb a lot more drastically. And some of the pictures, it's just like a huge tsunami-like flooding that's caused by rivers breaking their banks.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, in our western side of the country, it's dry. The animals are actually dying from the heat. It's amazing.
Yeah. What?
I said it's amazing that we're seeing that difference. Germany's flooding, people being killed, and our side of the country, the western side of the country, is begging for something wet.
Yeah.
You know, and a cooler temperature.
Yeah.
I talked to a lady up in Canada yesterday, in the western coast, I think British Columbia. But anyway, she said there's grass fires all around them. It was really hard to breathe for the smoke. So it's not just in the U.S., it's clear up in Canada also.
Wow. Yep, so we'll have to deal with the heat. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the animals, and the one particular animal, fish, is the salmon.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's coming
Salmon's
up,
had
yeah.
a little bit of trouble for the past couple of years.
They have. So, and we'll discuss more in detail, but that's, you know, that hurts a lot of people, not just the animals, but a lot of people make a living from fishing for salmon. They depend on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, salmon is a mainstay for many of dining room tables. So
absolutely.
Let's go ahead and talk about gold. Well, you know, gold didn't like any of the news today, but that's okay. That's okay. It's a weekend and big deal. The USDX today was up a lousy 0.14, 92.72, but I guess that was enough to put a little bit of pressure on gold. So gold we saw is down $18 at $1,812. Silver was down 68 cents at $25.75. Platinum was down $39 at $1,104. Palladium was down 109 at $2,710. Told you what the index was, dollar index was doing. Crude oil was down 0.07 at $71.58. The paper markets today, the Dow dropped about 300 points today. 34,687. S&P was down 32 at 4,327. And the NASDAQ was down 115 at 14,427. Let's see what Europe did. They were negative yesterday. They're negative again today. Most of them just around 0.5%. Asia, Nikkei, Shanghai were lower. Hang Seng was a little bit higher. And it's didn't have a chance to really look at a lot of the financial news today. I tried to right before the program, but got a little hectic because everybody was taking a advantage of the lower prices. We did see U.S. retail sales that unexpectedly increased in June. As we saw, demand for goods remained strong, even as spending is shifting back to services, supporting expectations that economic growth accelerated in the second quarter. This was reported by the Commerce Department today. The rebound in sales was despite purchases of motor vehicles declining for a second straight month due to a lack of supplies caused by the global semiconductor shortage. So But the prices aren't going down, even though the purchases might have declined. Those that are buying them and are available, those premiums are continuing to rise. Sales were also flattered by higher prices resulting from supply constraint, low interest rates. And, Butch, we just can't forget the massive fiscal stimulus fueled demand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can't forget that retail sales rose 0.6% last month. But data for May was actually revised down to show sales falling 1.7%. So instead of 1.3%. So sales advanced 18% compared to June last year and are now 18% above their pre-pandemic level. Let's see if there's anything else interesting in there. No, not really. So much of the information is going to be so skewed. Anyway, U.S. advisory, the U.S. issues advisory to businesses warning of Hong Kong risks. Did you see that, Butch?
I did. Yes, I did. And I guess it is a risk with what's going on. The tensions are not getting any better between us and China.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to talk about that now or later.
I don't know if I got that even on my stack here or not. I really don't think I got that up on my stack. I'm sorry. If you want to talk about it, you go ahead.
I just think it's interesting that, you know, that they're issuing this warning for businesses in Hong Kong concerned about, you know, businesses face risks associated with electronic surveillance without warrants and the surrender of corporate and customer data to authorities. They could face Chinese retaliation for complying with U.S. and other international sanctions.
Yes.
So I don't know if there's any business out there that wants to go up against China. I wouldn't.
Especially when they're right on the doorstep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know, but that's just more attention. And good golly, when you look at all the things happening around the world and especially America's got her nose stuck in everything. You know, the tension between us and Russia, us and China, us and the Middle East, there's not many places where people are starting to dislike us, are there?
No. Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, it is what it is. And we really think that one time, maybe we could be the bully on the block. Not any longer. It's just not going to happen. America is no longer the world leader in about anything. I know people want to hear that, but it's just the way it is. Manufacturing? No, we're not world leader in manufacturing. You know, we produce very little any longer. Or maybe the world leader in imports and consumers, but as far as manufacturing things and exporting, we're no longer the world leader, are we?
I don't think so.
No,
not
I don't
from
think
what
so.
I read.
Nope. So these are things that the one time we probably were the, I guess you say, the city on the hill everybody looked to, and we had some influence, but that's going away. We're losing respect all over the world, and when enough that happens, you know, it can get very nasty, and America's turned into an empire, and all empires have had a really rough ending, and I don't see America being any different than that. I don't like to talk about it. I live here, but an empire can only stretch its influence so far before it collapses from the inside out, and we see that happening.
We do, and we see so many changes that are occurring, you know, until that point really happens, until it's actually announced. And, I mean, remember Trafficant?
Yes, absolutely.
The senator?
Yes.
Way back in the mid-90s, before he went to jail, he was talking about how the United States was already bankrupt. Look how many years ago, 30 years ago, that was. So, yeah, it's...
And how many trillions of dollars ago that was?
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, it's kind of a slow news day.
Well,
there's a lot of things going on out there, but it is kind of slow.
Well, I got several things here to talk about, actually, and I think some kind of interesting. The first one hit here is job claims fall, suggesting early end of enhanced benefits is working. Continuing claims for unemployment benefits fell for the second week in a row in the week ended by July 3rd, suggesting that our efforts to get Americans back to work by bringing enhanced benefits to an early end have been effective. Continuing claims, which are claims made after the initial filing for jobless benefits, fell by 126,000, data from the Department of Labor showed Friday. The fall in claims was significant because it followed a decline, 117,000, in the prior week. Steepening of declines in which claims fall 2 weeks in a row compared with the week before the decline have been rare over the past year. Typically, the decline is continuing claims have been followed by a smaller decline or even a gain, producing a chart full of big spikes and downs. The decline brought continuing claims down to 3,241,000, the lowest since March of 2020. Now, that's good. I think that's good. And I'm saying this, I hope, the right way, but they had to cut off the stimulus checks, the welfare checks, so people go back to work. But I just talked to a young lady today who just got her first child check today. Mm-hmm. $300 per child, just got her first check today.
Correct.
So she's no longer trying to find an extra job. She's happy now.
That's what she said?
Yeah, she's no longer looking for an extra job. She was working part time, going to go get another job. But then she got the check. She said she paid her car insurance and car payment, so she's all right now. And she'll get it every month. Now, how long is that supposed to last?
Well, you know, this is supposed to go, this particular payout goes till the end of the year. However, they're trying to get it permanent.
See, that's the point. Why they just took away the incentive for a young lady to get a job. Now, I know it makes it probably easier on her. But, Melody, we cannot afford this. And on top of that, we're going to discuss a couple other things we're seeing here. We're going to talk about Bernie Sanders in a minute. But right here is in California, approves $35 million plan for a nation's first state-funded guaranteed income program. Now, listen to this, people. This is happening right now. California lawmakers approved the first state-funded guaranteed income plan in the U.S., $35 million for monthly cash payments to qualified people. California lawmakers on Thursday approved the first state-funded guaranteed income plan in the U.S. For monthly cash payments to qualifying pregnant people. And, you know, that's really pregnant people. And I can't get pregnant. Why can't I get some? Anyway, and young adults who recently left foster care with no restrictions on how they spend it. The vote was 36-0 in the Senate. And 64-0 assembly, showed bipartisan support for an idea that's gaining momentum across the country. And that's true and it's scary. Dozens of local programs have sprung up in recent years, including some that have been privately funded, making it easier for elected officials to sell the public on the idea. That's it, people. They're selling us an idea that cannot go on. Now listen to this. California's plan is taxpayer funded. It always is, and could spur other states to follow its lead. If you look at the stats for our foster youth, they are devastating, Senate Republican leader Scott Wilk said. We should all be doing all we can to lift these young people up. Local governments and organizations will apply for the money and run their programs. The State Department of Social Service will decide who gets the funding. California lawmakers left it up to the local officials to determine the size of the monthly payments, which generally range from $500 to $1,000 in existing programs around the country. Melody, that is pure communism, socialism, communism, total, all the way, completely. How long can we do this? I mean, look what happened in Venezuela, look what's happened now in Cuba even in Cuba. They say, well, communism it doesn't work. No duh. Look at Cuba. Look at other nations that's fallen that. Why do we think we're different, Melody? How come we're immune to all this?
Well, we are different, aren't we, Butch?
Well, we are different. We're dumber than rocks for not seeing it in the first place.
I know, and you know, and the first thing they always do is they'll use these poor, unfortunate children that are coming out of foster care. I mean, these are the kids that should have the most, desire to go out and work and to better themselves coming out of the foster care. Why don't we take a look at our foster care system? Let's find out what the heck is wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
That these kids can't come out of there and get a why can't people get a decent job? Why don't we go there? Why don't we go these kids can't make adults can't make $500 to $1,000 on their own?
And why don't we bring production back here so they can find production jobs doing that? You know, these are things that people ask themselves. And I listen, no one with a heart wants to see somebody suffer. No one. That I don't. But I don't like stealing from me to give somebody else when I can hardly pay my own bills. And then we know that's going to, it's going to bottom out one day, and it's going to hurt all of us tremendously. And on top of that, Bernie Sanders. You know, for a guy his age, you think he'd have more sense than what he does, wouldn't you? But he said, now listen to this, $3.5 trillion spending bill won't add to inflation since it's paid for significantly by higher taxes. What? On Wednesday's broadcast, CNN's Situation Room, Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders argued that $33.5 trillion spending bill won't add to inflationary issues because it will be paid for significantly by higher taxes on the wealthy and large corporations. Again, I say this, corporations don't pay taxes. They increase the price of their goods, so we pay the taxes. Sanders said, I'm concerned about inflation, among many other things. As I think you know, the bill, this $3.5 trillion, and then there's another $600 billion in a so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, will pay for itself. It will be paid for it in a variety of ways, but significantly by higher taxes on the wealthy and large corporations. So this should not add to inflation concerns. Melody, this guy's got to be 80 years old. How can he be so ignorant?
Well, I mean, it's just him. I mean, what he says doesn't really surprise me, you know, at all.
But what happened to common sense? How many times are you going to build businesses?
Well, they're saying
businesses?
That it goes into the economy and you're taking it back out of the economy. But, I mean, it's you're right. It's like, are you kidding me?
It doesn't work. It hasn't worked yet. 50%
of the 50% of the population is going to believe them.
Oh, of course. Of course, but of course, businesses don't pay their they do pay taxes, but they get them from the consumer. So that causes inflation, doesn't it? But when you force a business to pay $20 an hour, do you think that they're going to go broke doing that, or they're going to raise prices?
Absolutely.
So this is the same thing. People, we got to quit acting like we're a bunch of idiots. We got to start figuring these things out. We're going to pay for this. Because the consumer always pays for these things. We've got to stop these guys in office from just taking our last dime. Marshall, my wife, went to the store yesterday, and she was almost in tears over the price of food now. She had to get for groceries. I mean, it's amazing. She's so frustrated. I said, honey, it's not done yet. I'm sorry. I don't want to make you upset, but it's going to get a lot worse. It's just the way it is. And, you know, we both are, I'm 72 and she's 66. We're not youngins anymore. We just can't jump around and get all kinds of jobs. But, folks, we will pay for this. I promise we'll pay for it.
Absolutely. We're jumping into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. We were just finishing up an article about free money. Free money. We don't have freedom anymore. We have free money. No freedom, but free money. Your choice.
Why do you need freedom? I mean, take that free money and go out and buy yourself a new car or something, for goodness sake.
Goodness sake.
You know, gee whiz. But
it really is true. The amount of money that they're doing and putting this, they could do something better. They could open up scholarships, you know, to educate. They could, you know. And another problem with all of these programs, there's never any type of means testing. It just goes to everybody. And it eliminates the idea of actually helping somebody. Because the money is going to everybody. So who are you helping? It's just absurd. But we know why they're doing it. It's mainly for votes.
Of course. Of course. When you got people can hold office like AOC, there's not much chance for anything else. You watch these people holding office. I can't remember his name. I think Johnson has said he's afraid an island would tip over because they had too much weight on top of it. I mean, what is this? Is our leadership? But anyway, we can move on from that. But that's just unbelievable. I've just stepped back and I want to think. I don't know what to even think any longer. I mean, I don't know what people are thinking themselves when they support this kind of stuff. I have no idea. But this is a topic that's going to lead into another topic. So bear with me a second, because this is some good news. The next topic will concern some economics. U.S. court rules a ban on handgun sales to adults 18 and 20 years old is unconstitutional, striking down the age limit that was enacted in the 1960s. And good for them. U.S. Appeals Court has ruled against a longstanding federal restriction that prohibits sales of handguns to adults younger than 21, finding that the age-based ban is unconstitutional. We refuse to relegate either the Second Amendment or the 18th to amendment or 18 to 20 year olds to be a second class citizen, Judge Julius Richardson wrote in today's ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia. A 2-1 decision by a 3-judge panel found that Congress failed to show sufficient public interest to justify precluding 18, 20 year olds from enjoying the full Second Amendment rights when it passed the law in question in 1968. Congress used disproportionate crime rates to craft the legislation restricting the rights of overwhelmingly law-abiding citizens, and it failed to show that licensed dealers were the source of guns used by young adults to commit crimes, the court ruled. There must be a reason why constitutional rights cannot be enjoyed until a certain age, said Richardson, who was appointed to the bench by then-President Donald Trump. Our nation's most cherished constitutional rights vest no later than 18. The Second Amendment's right to keep and bear arms is no different. Good for them. I like that. Finally, a good ruling from a court. Good for them. I know when I was 19, they threw me in an M16 and told me to learn how to use it. So I think the 18, 19-year-olds, if they can go to the military and carry one, they should be able to carry one out in the civilian life also. That's a good ruling. Saw some common sense on that one. Now, this ties into it in a way. Ammo Incorporated builds factory to feed America's insatiable demand. Ammunition manufacturer Ammo Inc. is building a new factory as American consumers deal with the ongoing ammunition shortage caused by the unprecedented demand for guns. While a new factory is welcome news to gun consumers, it won't go online fast enough to solve this year's problem of overwhelming demand versus limited supply. Arizona-based Ammo Inc. broke ground on a 160,000 square foot factory on June 21st in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. A new plant from an upstart U.S. manufacturer is a ray of hope for gun enthusiasts who have been scouring gun stores for ammunition and finding bare shelves, space for popular calibers like .22 for target shooting, 9mm for pistols, and .223 for AR-15s. Ammo Inc. Chief Executive Officer Fred Wagenhals joked at the gun groundbreaking that he was the only one of the co-founders who knew what a gun was, according to local news broadcast, which says the company plans to finish the project in 2022, bringing 300 jobs to the town. So, hey, in fact, we are manufacturing something. Manufacturing ammunition. That's 300 jobs. Good for them. Good for them, because anyone who does shoot knows the price of ammo is through the roof. I mean, really has went through the roof, and if you can find it at all. So that's a good thing, Bill. We got a factory going in. It's going to add 300 jobs to the community and produce something that people want.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good.
I know that you like to shoot some, don't you?
I do.
And the price of ammo, like I said, when you speak, you know, you go out and shoot 22 all day long, and you're less than a penny a shot. 22 shells now are going through the roof. I know 223, if it's an AR, right, what we used to call M16, is a dollar a round now. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't shoot many of those and come out of here with any cash in your pocket. I stocked up on that a long time ago whenever it was still cheap enough to get it, because I was told it was going to go up, and it did. My brother used to reload. He reloaded all the 308s at one. I like 308 round because I've hunted with it for years. It was a sniper round and used in NOM. I know what it'll do, and I like 308. So that's what I've stocked mostly on, because that's my favorite round to shoot with. But these are the things. I think that was some good news, that we have a factory going in somewhere to produce something Americans do want and there's a shortage of. That's what it's all about. That's called free enterprise.
Okay.
All right. Well, I thought you may want to add something to that. All right.
No, you did a great job.
Well, I try. I really do. I mean, I work for a tough boss. So I got to do something right.
You, Marsha.
Yeah, really. Okay, yeah. That's one of them. That's one of them. But anyway, we knew this was coming. We knew this would be coming. Biden considering U.S. intervention in Cuba as anti-government protests spread. The mayor of Miami wants to bomb them. I don't know what Biden intends to do. And it's 90 miles off our coast. I realize that. But what are we going to do, folks? I don't know. You tell me how we're going to intercede without causing some kind of problems. The U.S. is exploring whether it has the technology to assist protesters in Cuba suffering from blackouts orchestrated by the government there, Biden had said Tuesday, among other options. The U.S. is weighing intervention in Cuban's government ongoing crackdown and widespread protests, President Joe Biden said Thursday, amid widespread shortages of food and medicine and attempts by Havana to limit dissenters' ability to communicate with one another. Now, wait a minute. They are trying to stop communication with one another. Under the COVID deal, we couldn't even meet in a group of more than two or three. What was that all about? That's the same thing. It's crackdown. But anyway, these people are trying to break free from a communist hold. And we're doing our best to go into it, in the communist hold. They've cut off access to the Internet, Biden said at the White House Thursday afternoon in a press conference alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel. We're considering whether we have the technology to reinstate that access. Widespread internet blackouts across the Caribbean island appear to have been enacted by the government and follow surprisingly diverse protests in Cuban cities. Individuals and families from a variety of backgrounds, in addition to journalists and activists, are gathering to speak out against acute shortages of supplies needed to address the most pernicious efforts of the ongoing pandemic. Reports have emerged that Cubans have had to line up for blocks to purchase whatever they can find in stores, and an outrage has been magnified by inflation as well, as a blackout amid the tropical heat, summer heat. It has destroyed me, Raisha Emilia Gonzalez Cantino, the mother of a jailed artist and dissident, told the Washington Post. We don't even have internet to tell the world what's happening. Biden on Thursday described Cuba as a failed state that is repressing to the citizens. His comments represent a break from the former boss, President Barack Obama, who prioritized repairing relations with Cuba among the Western Hemisphere policies. Yes, it's a failed state, folks. It's a communist state. Communism always fails. We're saying we're going to help them break free from the communist ties, and we're going right into it ourselves every day with a breakneck speed. Why can't we see this will be the same outcome for us? Why can't we see the control from government, even down to the point now that they want to mandate vaccinations on people? They want to actually, there's talk today, Melody, about they may have to do another lockdown, and not because of COVID, because it saved the environment. Said last year's lockdown caused the environment to improve tremendously. We weren't polluting as much as we were whenever we weren't locked down. So they want to do an occasional lockdown just to save the environment. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's just crazy. Just crazy. But you know what? This thing is getting so out of control. Today, there was a lot of reporting on how this administration was contacting the social networks like Facebook and so forth, pulling away disinformation. So it's nothing new, but this is taking it a next step. Because before, I don't think it actually came from the White House. This is coming from the White House. They are contacting these to pull disinformation regarding anything, but particularly about the vaccines and COVID and everything like that. And today, President Biden accused Facebook of killing people just after because they weren't pulling this information. And he said that just after White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the administration is in regular touch with the platform to ensure correct narratives are promoted. Correct narratives.
And who gets to determine that, you wonder?
Well, elaborating on her Thursday admission that the White House is flagging problematic posts for the social media giant to censor. Biden was asked about his message for platforms like Facebook as he departed the White House today for a weekend trip to Camp David. He said, "They're killing people. The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people." This is for the president.
My. Lie after lie after lie to build their police state mentality and press on people. It's live. We're going to cover this in a little bit, what's happened to the veterans who are getting vaccinated. Folks, these are all records. I'm not making these numbers up. This I'll share with them in a little bit. But these are lies, pure lies. They don't tell you what's going on behind the scenes with those who are getting vaccinated. A lady called me yesterday in the office. She's been supportive of ministry for years, Bill. She lives in about an hour north of me near a little town called Gassaway, West Virginia. Her daughter's a nurse. And her daughter would not get vaccinated, but she worked among a lot of people that did. After the staff she worked with got vaccinated, she started going through some very serious menstrual problems, really serious problems. Since summer's coming, and she was a teacher or whatever at this facility, but she hadn't been there for a few weeks, and all those symptoms went away. She's convinced it's because of the shedding from the ones who had the vaccine. And being around all the equipment they were involved in with the 5G that does do these things, people that are vaccinated. But she told me this nurse is convinced that this is one of the reasons why she's feeling better, because she's away from the people who have been vaccinated. She's now back at home and in the country. And I don't doubt that's true, because we're being warned by shedding everywhere. Now we're seeing doctors' offices who will not let people in the office who have been vaccinated. What is going on with this? Is this just causing more confusion, Melody?
Well, I mean, I know it is. And, you know, and again, not to say that, people, you know, sometimes we do create things and so forth. So it is really hard to determine, you know, what's the cause and everything like that. But I'm going back to something that these people are saying, and this is just so dangerous. She also told this Psaki, she's told reporters that the White House is regularly coordinating with Facebook and other social media giants on the latest narratives dangerous to public health that the administration thinks should be censored. "We are regularly making sure social media platforms are aware of the latest narratives dangerous to public health and that we and many other Americans are seeing across all the social and traditional media." She's also encouraging social media companies to alter their algorithms to promote quality information and to encourage platforms to act in unison to ban certain people.
That
I mean, it's just
shoots amendment, First Amendment in the head, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it's the White House who is determining what you get to read. So government is controlling. I mean, they have in the past too, but at least they used to try and hide it. And now it's just like in your face.
If this would have tried to happen even 20 years ago, there'd been uproar over this. But now everybody's accepted it.
Not a peep.
I mean, our ministry was kicked off YouTube because of what we teach. We teach Bible, complete the Bible. We kicked off YouTube. We're now on Brighteon. But nonetheless, these are free. These are infringements upon the First Amendment and the free speech. I mean, people have to like what we say. We're entitled to say it. We have facts to back it. Then they should at least look at it.
I was watching some sort of a documentary. I'm not sure if I brought it up on Monday's program or not, but it was a documentary on these YouTube videos. And what it was is this guy, I think he was called Onision or Onision or something like that, something wacky. He's been on Facebook. Him and his girlfriend, they have thousands and, I mean, probably hundreds of thousands of taped YouTube videos. They seduce young people like 12 and 13, and they bring them into their little world, and they're raped. What they do to these kids is unbelievable, and everybody knows about it. Why are these people not kicked off of YouTube?
Why aren't they in jail?
I mean, this was something that you used to just think about would be on the dark web. No, this is Facebook. And all of these young kids, 8 years old, 9 years old, 10, you think they're on Facebook just getting these little videos and stuff. The predators are unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And everybody knows about it. And law and government, and they can't, no one can press charges. And it's just, and everybody knows. Everybody knows. And it's okay.
Upside down world. Upside down world. It truly is. That is so sick and sad.
But they take you off.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yep. Take me off YouTube because of when we teach the Bible completely, and that's what we teach. I mean, we do current events also, but we back it up with facts. These stories I'm sharing now, Melody, I'm not making these up. These are coming from sources that you can trust. I mean, I'm not making these stories up. These are all true stories. After the break, I want to talk about what's happened in South Africa, where warehouses that just fed the poor people have cut back, had to shut down. Because that 675,000 people are going to go without food. These are things that are really happening. We're not making this stuff up, people. We're telling you the truth. This is America today. This is the country, it's the world today.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. I think we were just finishing up about government controlling the social networks.
Yes.
And they're proud of it. And there's not a peep to be heard anywhere.
No, there's not. Not one Republican spoke up, have they?
Nope.
Not one. Back to a different country and situation that really needs considered, at least prayed for, I think, and with the people that are suffering. You see, the people playing these scenarios, Melody, are not the ones who suffer. It's the people that don't even know what's going on that suffer. They don't know what to do or who to blame even. These people, the common people are suffering. But it says South Africa, warehouse ransacked, decimates food for 675,000 people. Food Forward South Africa, FFSA, a food supply organization that works to end hunger in South Africa, announced on Thursday it would shut down its operations in five major cities after looters cleaned out the warehouse in Durban. The shutdown will impact the food supply of roughly 675,000 people who depend on Group for food. The Durban warehouse supplied the Kiwa, Zulu, Naito, and Free State provinces, the former area being the home of former South African President Jacob Zuma, currently in prison for a contempt of court and facing corruption charges pertaining to his time in office. KwaZulu-Natal and the nation as a whole have experienced mass rioting, looting, and violence in the past several days, reported by Zuma's supporters. Durban is particular has been a chaotic hotspot. City now faces massive food shortages after a wave of rioting decimated supply of available goods. I don't care who got them. I don't care which side they're on. I can't pick that. But many innocent people are going to suffer because of this, Melody. They had nothing to do with either side. They were just totally caught between the two powers, if you will. As we are in this country, with Democrat, Republican, whatever. So-called conservative and liberal. We're just caught in between. And we know they work together to get what they want. We're no longer naive people. Republican, Democrats are basically the same party. They may talk a little different, but they're the same party. Republicans have went to the left a long ways in the last 20 years. Yes. One way to prove that is they never mention the budget, do they? They never mention they're going to cut back on spending anymore, do they? No, they don't.
Nope.
So, it's the same party. The same bunch. And I said, I'm Republican and I know some good, I even know a good Democrat too, local level. I do. They're good people. They support some really good things here locally in our area. But I don't trust any of them as a whole, especially in the higher offices. But this next article, it's called a shock poll. Well, I'm not too shocked by it. Shock poll. 2 in 3 Southern Republicans want to secede from the United States. I believe that happened back about 1861 before, and that time it's the Democrats that seceded, and the Republicans didn't want to secede. Well, let's figure that one out a minute, okay? They switched. A shocking YouGov poll found that 66% of Republicans in southern states want to secede from the United States. The survey by YouGov in conjunction with the Brightline Watch looked at the current political climate in America. The most stunning question concerns support or opposition for the state in which the respondents lived and is in seceding from the United States to join a new nation or new union, with the list of states in the new union. Five prospective new unions were constructed by region and inserted the relevant states for respondents into the question wording above. For example, a participant from California in a survey would be asked about joining a new union along with Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, and Alaska. Explains Brightline Watch, these sets are provided below. Now, this is what come out. The Pacific, California, Washington, Oregon, Hawaii, and Alaska, 39% want to secede from the United States. Okay? mountain states, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico, 43% want to secede. South, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, 66% want to secede. Heartland, Michigan, Ohio, West Virginia, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska, 30% want to secede. Northeast, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland,
3%.
Delaware, 30%, and then Delaware and the District of Columbia, 34% want to secede. So, you average it out, that about 47% of people in this country are ready to secede from the United States.
Again, we're divided half and half.
That's exactly right. We're divided, and that's a whole plan. But I thought it was kind of interesting, like I said before, the Democrats were mainly in the South in 1861. They won out. The Republicans fought to keep them, and now the Republicans won out. So, it's, I don't know what to say. I don't even know how to respond to that. I mean, what do you say? I talk to people all the time who are getting fed up, but they don't know what to do, Melody. They're what do you do? They ask, what can you do? I say, well, the best thing you can do is speak up and tell the truth, and maybe somebody will join in with you. But really and truly, what can you do as an individual to stand against these things? Hmm. Any comments on that?
No.
And here's another one people don't even know about. And I didn't either until I read the article. Tucker Carlson, Joe Biden is using military to fly illegal aliens to the U.S. And that's nothing new. We know this has been going on for quite a while. Even this went on under Trump also, folks. This went on under Trump. President Joe Biden's administration is using the United States Armed Forces to help fly illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S., Fox News Tucker Carlson reveals. And again, Trump did the same thing. But you didn't hear much about it, did you? On Wednesday evening, Carlson unveiled internal emails in which Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs informed military personnel that commercial planes at Laughlin Air Force Base, east of Del Rio, Texas, will board and fly illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Burroughs, Carlson noted, asked personnel to keep the operation from becoming public. This show was confirmed that the Biden administration has enlisted the U.S. military secretly around the country, Carlson said. That's happening at Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas. We know it's happening there because a man called Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs sent his subordinates spelling it out very clearly. Burroughs' emails reads, "Over the next few days, weeks, and months, you may see passenger aircraft on our ramp transporting undocumented non-citizens, read illegal aliens, folks. Please review the attached public affairs guidance on this issue." Burroughs emailed and instructed uniformed military personnel to hide what was happening on the base from the country that they're sworn to serve. Trump did it, and I knew about it. I read about it. And everybody never made Fox News then. But it's making Fox News now under Biden. And I'm not saying it shouldn't. More power to them. But that's a double standard, people. Double standard. But it is wrong. And they're not undocumented non-citizens. They're illegal aliens. They shouldn't be here. They should be shipped out. But we're shipping them in with the taxpayer-funded planes, the military. We're paying the military, folks. We pay their wages. We're shipping in that people that's going to undermine our country completely in every way possible, and including financially. They already are. And we're paying to bring them in here. What do you think about that, Millie?
Well, I mean, you pretty much said it all. I mean, it's something that's been going on even before these two, this administration, the last administration, went on in the administration before and before and before.
It did.
I can remember in the 90s reading about, you know, how we fly them all over the place and so forth. So it's, you know, it's nothing new. It's, and nobody seems to care.
No. And no one, the Fox News didn't report it when Trump was doing it, nor I don't think they reported much when Obama did it either. And, you know, then it kind of irks you that you have to know that the senators and congressmen know this is happening. They're not that uninformed. They know what's happening. Where are these so-called conservatives, especially the so-called Christian conservatives, that are supposed to watch out for the people and do what's right? Where are they crying out about this? I haven't heard one of them say we need to stop this. Have you? Rand Paul, none of them. I haven't heard one of them say it.
Nope, not at all. I'm not even sure what they're saying at all.
I haven't heard a word about it. Mm-hmm. I haven't. Now back to a different topic, but go ahead.
I just want to do this one little story because police destroy 1,069 Bitcoin miners with a big steamroller in Malaysia. Malaysia authorities did not mess around when they broke up a cryptocurrency mining farm and charged the operators with stealing electricity. That is one thing that people don't understand with all of these mining things, and it eats up tons of electricity. And they came in, and authorities in the city of Miri in Malaysia seized 1,069 rigs from miners. And the devices were seized in a joint operation between the police and the energy company. And that was maybe about $1.5 million. Some people were arrested and so forth, but they showed this huge steamroller rolling over all this mining. But my question is, if you have these farms, these Bitcoin farms, and they're eliminated, how does that work? What else gets eliminated? I guess maybe that's just when the price goes down. I don't know.
I have no idea.
You know,
I know some countries outlaw Bitcoin altogether.
No. So kind of interesting, but see the picture is kind of funny. But anyway, go ahead, Butch.
But that's about my pay grade. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how that works. I've listened to people talking. I've listened to people explain it, but I still don't understand it. I just can't conceive that. But anyway, officials warn heat wave could kill nearly all young endangered salmon in Sacramento River. California's official raising concerns that intense heat waves across the state may cause nearly all young endangered salmon in the Sacramento River to die. California Department of Fish and Wildlife told CNN that there could be a near complete loss of juvenile Chinook salmon because temperatures have reached a higher than 100 degrees for prolonged periods of time, which caused the river to overheat. Those conditions, according to the department, create an environment where the fish are not able to grow beyond their egg stage. And if that is true, that is really sad, because like I said, many, many, many people, not just the factories that buy the catch them and can them, they grow a lot of them farm-raised, but the people that depend on those who live along the rivers, and through Alaska and all through there, people who depend on salmon to feed themselves, their dog teams, even the wildlife that eats the salmon, the bears, and all this. So this is not good. This is not good. It's a sad situation, but it's happening. For whatever reason, you can blame climate control, you can blame whatever you want to blame it on, but it is happening. I think it's man-made situation. Not man polluting the atmosphere. I think it's a man-made design happening with weather control. And people laugh and say that, but folks, I know for a fact, because I was in there when they were working with the weather in Vietnam and Thailand and Laos. They would cause the terrain to flood the trails. I know that. I was there. So don't tell me weather cannot be controlled. It certainly can be controlled. Any comments on that, Melody?
I can remember when I was in sixth grade, Miss Levin. And I can remember, can't remember what she was talking about, but I can remember this one statement that, and this would take us back. Let's see, I'm 39. No, this takes me back to the 60s. It would have been the early 60s that she's talking about weather control, controlling the weather, what government was doing. That's when you had real teachers, and they taught you what really was going on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so, you know, by all means, I mean, if they were talking about it at that point in time, about the ability to control weather and trying to, you know, doing all kinds of experiments to do so, where do you think we are today?
Way beyond what we know about, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And plus, you do have a lot of things that do impact the weather. You have all these major cities now, these heat islands. We didn't have these heat islands across this country,
no,
across the world 20 years ago, not to the degree that we have today. Well, I should say maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So the heat islands do a lot, too, to move the weather and change the weather. I was reading the other day about how the moon is changing. It changes the cycle, changes the tides. And,
oh, yeah,
you know, that we're in a high tide, and that there's going to be lots of flooding along the coastlines. Well, that all affects the weather too. So, you know, there's a lot of things that affects the weather. And, but I also do believe that man has the ability also to control it to some degree.
We all know about HAARP in Alaska. You know, we know what
sure.
that is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got three or four, I got to skim through real quick. VA documents reveal hundreds of veterans experiencing serious reactions to vaccines. I'm not going through the numbers, I don't have time to, but hundreds many have died. Many of them have been seriously injured with the vaccines. This is, folks, this is the VA itself, not from some other, this is a document, a government document. Said, and another poll, 23% of vaccinated say they experienced negative reaction to the vaccine. This is 25%, 23%. Almost a quarter of people have gotten the shot. Almost a quarter of people got the shot, folks, have had negative reactions. Some very serious and some not so serious. But this I thought was interesting also, if I can get to it. COVID-sniffing police dogs in Bristol County. And this is in Dartmouth, Massachusetts. They now have police dogs that can tell you have COVID or not. And they're going to take them out in the public and let them sniff people and see how many's got COVID. And they said they take them in restaurants, concerts, and other places. And take the dogs through, and they sniff like they do for drugs. And well, you know when you got COVID or not. Melody, would you call this a police state?
Yes. I don't want a dog sniffing me.
I don't either.
But we're out of time, so I want to wish everyone a safe weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got the